Numbers chapter 26. After the plague, the Lord spoke to Moses and Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saying, "Take a census of the whole congregation of the Israelites from 20 years old and upward by their clans, everyone in Israel who is able to go to war." So Moses and Eleazar, the priest, spoke with them in the plains of Moab, by the Jordan River across from Jericho, saying, "Number the people from 20 years old and upward, as the Lord commanded Moses. The Israelites who came out of the land of Egypt were Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. The sons of Reuben, from Hanak, the clan of Hanakites. From Palu, the clan of the Paluites. From Hezron, the clan of the Hezronites. From Carmi, the son of Carmites. These are the clans of the Reubenites, and those numbered were 43,730. The descendant of Palu was Eliav. The descendants of Eliav were Nemuel, Dathan, and Aviram. These were the same Dathan and Aviram who were chosen from the congregation who rebelled against Moses and Aaron with the followers of Korah when they rebelled against the Lord. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah when that company died. At that time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a warning to the nation. However, the sons of Korah did not die. The descendants of Simeon after their clans. From Nemuel, the clan of Nemuelites. From Jamin, the clan of Jaminites. From Jachin, the clan of Jachinites. From Zerah, the clan of Zerahites. From Shaul, the clan of Shaulites. These are the clans of the Simeonites, 22,200. The descendants of Gad after their clans. From Zephon, the clan of Zephonites. From Haggi, the clan of Haggites. From Shuni, the clan of Shunites. From Asni, the clan of Asnites. From Ari, the clan of Arites. From Arad, the clan of Aradites. From Arili, the clan of Aralites. These are the clans of the descendants of Gad according to those who were numbered, 40,500. The sons of Judah were Ur and Onan. Ur and Onan died in the land of Canaan. The descendants of Judah after their clans were from Shelah, the clan of Shelonites. From Perez, the clan of Perezites. From Zerah, the clan of Zerahites. The descendants of Perez were from Hezron, the clan of Hezronites. From Hamul, the clan of Hamulites. These are the clans of Judah according to those who were numbered, 76,500. The descendants of Issachar after their clans. From Tola, the clan of Tolaites. From Pua, the clan of Puites. From Jashub, the clan of Jashubites. From Shimron, the clan of Shimronites. These are the clans of Issachar according to those who were numbered, 64,300. The descendants of Zebulun after their clans. From Sered, the clan of Seredites. From Elon, the clan of Elonites. From Jalael, the clan of Jalalites. These are the clans of the Zebulunites, according to those who were numbered, 60,500. The descendants of Joseph, after their clans, Manasseh and Ephraim. The descendants of Manasseh, from Machir, the clan of Machirites. Now Machir was the father of Gilead. From Gilead, the clan of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead. From Yetzer, the clan of Yetzerites. From Helek, the clan of Helekites. From Ashriel, the clan of Ashrielites. From Shechem, the clan of Shechemites. From Shemida, the clan of Shemidites. From Hefer, the clan of Heferites. Now Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, had no sons, but only daughters, and the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are the clans of Manasseh, and those who were numbered were 52,700. These are the descendants of Ephraim after their clans. From Shuthelah, the clan of Shuthelahites. From Becher, the clan of Becherites. From Tahan, the clan of Tahanites. These are the sons of Shuthelah. From Aaron, the clan of Aaronites. These are the clans of the descendants of Ephraim according to those who were numbered, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph after their clans. The sons of Benjamin after their clans. From Bela, the clan of Belaites. From Ashbel, the clan of Ashbelites. From Achiram, the clan of Achiramites. From Shufam, the clan of Shufamites. From Hufam, the clan of Hufamites. Now the sons of Bela are Ard and Naaman. From Ard, the clan of Ardites. From Naaman, the clan of Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin after their clans, and those who were numbered were 45,600. These are the descendants of Dan after their clans. From Shuham, the clan of Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan after their clans. All the families of the Shuhamites, according to those who were numbered, 64,400. The descendants of Asher after their clans. From Imnah, the clan of Imnites. From Ishvi, the clan of Ishvites. From Beriah, the clan of Berites. Of the descendants of Beriah, from Hever, the clan of Heverites. From Malkiel, the clan of Malkiites. The name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the clans of the Asherites according to those who were numbered, 53,400. The descendants of Naphtali, after their clans. From Jaziel, the clan of Jazielites. From Guni, the clan of Guniites. From Jezer, the clan of Jezerites. From Shillem, the clan of Shillemites. These are the Naphtalites according to their clans, and those who were numbered were 45,400. The total number of Israelite men was 601,730. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "To these the land will be divided for an inheritance according to the number of names. To the larger tribes you are to give the larger inheritance, and to the smaller tribes you are to give the smaller inheritance. Every tribe will be given its inheritance according to the size of its population. The land is to be divided by lot. They will inherit according to the names of the tribes of their fathers. Their inheritance will be divided by lot between the larger and the smaller tribes. These are the Levites who were numbered after their clans. From Gershon, the clan of Gershonites. From Kohath, the clan of Kohathites. From Merari, the clan of Merarites. These are the clans of Levi, the clan of Libnites, the clan of Hebronites, the clan of Mahlites, the clan of Mushites, the clan of Korahites. Kohath was the father of Amram. The name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, who was born to Levi in Egypt. She bore Amram, Aaron, Moses, and their sister Miriam. To Aaron were born Nadab, Avihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Avihu died when they offered an unauthorized fire before the Lord. They who were numbered were 23,000, every male from a month old and upward, for they were not numbered among the Israelites, because they received no land inheritance among the Israelites. These are those who were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the Israelites in the plains of Moab by the Jordan River across from Jericho. But among these there was not one person who had been counted by Moses and Aaron the priest when they numbered the Israelites in the wilderness of Sinai, for the Lord had said concerning them, "They will surely die in the wilderness," and there was not one single one of them left except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun.